welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters. Day 462. How are we all doing? Let me refresh the window.
Cold.
Oh, D again.
I'm cold. That's how I'm doing.
You're cold?
Yeah.
Is there some... Well, put a shirt on.
I'm going to.
Oh, dear.
Shall I go and put my new T-shirt
Can
on?
I just announce? It's cold. Oh, I am so happy.
Shall I get my new T-shirt?
Why don't you get your new T-shirt? Yes, do put some clothes on after that shower. Dee's going to need a lie down at this.
I think a whiff.
You whiff of fruit.
Of grapefruit.
Grapefruit. He smells of grapefruit. Oh, it's overwhelming. Anyway, he's going off to get his new T-shirt. He's got a new T-shirt from Rachel. So congratulations, Dee. Second time running. Whoa. Oh, and congratulations to anybody who is Welsh. They are through to the next round. Despite losing, this is a football thing. You can actually lose and still go through. Which is just as well, given England's performance. Is it Tuesday they're playing? Anyway, Wales are through. So it's going to be a big embarrassment if England get knocked out. Hello, Simon. And hello, Deb. CQ, Deb. Hello, Kim. Yes, the reign of D being first has begun. Have you noticed? No, Jonathan. He's abandoned us. Jonathan. I know it's been night, but seriously. Come on. So what have we all been up to? I've had, what's the word?
In the same bag as the T-shirt.
In the same bag as the T-shirt.
Just happened to be a bottle of wine.
And there was a barefoot bottle of Merlot.
Yes.
Have a look at the T-shirt.
Malbec.
Oh, England. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I just said, Wales are through.
Yeah, Wales got through.
Yeah, despite losing. So, you know, there's hope for England yet. Jonathan was holding us back. You should take his place now. Whoa. Oh, Jonathan needs to be in here. You need to be in here, boy.
Oh,
I was trying to explain today, Mike, and not use bad words. No, I can't do it. I would have to use bad words.
Why don't I do something instead?
Oh, what?
Unless you want to explain today.
How could today be explained without using
bad
words?
Have you got the bleep machine?
I do, actually, yeah. We could bleep it. Right, it all started because I said I'll place an order with Morrisons. And they've been great. You know, since the COVID thing, they have been fantastic. Today, less so. So, I put everything that I wanted in the basket, including the bin bags. Now, the bin bags is a bit of a saga. We have bin bags for the bins and the different size bins, thus they are different size bin bags. So if you remember the last fiasco, they sent me the wrong size. I think they're working on the principle of bin bags a bin bag, but it's not. So I put the ones that did fit in the basket. That was in the basket. That was fine. Then we ordered some other stuff. And both items that caused a problem were Morrison's own brand. So telling me to go order from Tesco isn't going to solve this problem, sadly. They're Morrison's own brand. So obviously one was the most important. It was the ice cream. It's Morrison's own brand salted caramel ice cream. They only had 6 pots in. So I said, can we get them in the freezer? Yes, we can. So I added 6 to the basket. Then there was some other stuff, and it was Morrison's own brand, and I did not want anything else. So when you come to check out, it's got this option that says, you know, substitution. And you can do it on a granular level and say, yes, you can substitute like a tin of beans for a different tin of beans, but not to substitute stuff, other stuff. Well, I don't want to substitute, full stop. So across the board, I said no substitutions for any of the items. Now, we've fallen like this before, which is... It was the strawberry ice cream, wasn't it? It was supposed to be strawberries and cream ice cream. It looked amazing. It was Morrison's own. And then disaster struck. What they sent was strawberry sorbet. It was vile. I can't eat that. No. So this time it was salted caramel. Do not send me anything other than salted caramel, obviously. So he turned up. Everything was in the order, apparently. He gets here. No bin bags. I mean, is there a sudden worldwide shortage of bin bags? Apparently so. So there were no bin bags, full stop. The ice cream was a bit of a farce. we're going to have to wait now to see what we've been billed for. Because what's turned up was salted caramel, but it was Carte d'Or. That's not Morrison's Own. So it's not the one with the cream in it. It's just Carte d'Or. I'm not saying Carte d'Or is, you know, vile and you couldn't eat it, but it's not what I ordered. So I'm busy shouting down to Mike because he hasn't got access to the order. So he's shouting up what's down there. Now, there were two different types of ice cream.
At least with Tesco's, they give you a printout.
Exactly. They should do with Morrison's. So he's trying to shout up what's there. Well, I'd ordered, was it six of one and four of the other? So there should have been 10 ice creams in total. He's screaming up the stairs, there's 11. And I'm like, well, there shouldn't be 11. There should be 10. There should be six salted caramel and six fudge and something. So he comes back and he says, no. We've got the four fudge and whatever. He said, there's 11 pots of salted caramel. I'm like, I only ordered six and it wasn't Carte d'Or. So I've no idea what's gone on there. But the difference in price between what we ordered and what they sent, what we ordered was £8.90 and what they've sent is £22 worth. It's going to make a big difference to the bill. Mm. And they cannot charge us for that because the credit card wasn't verified for that much. So I have no idea what they're going to do about that. Then there was the other items. But that kicked it off between Mike and I because instead of counting how many of the items, he's nodding now. Yes, with age comes wisdom, doesn't it? Mm. What did Mike do wrong with the order? Oh, no. What he did wrong with the order was the stuff came in and he grabbed it and he put it with last week's order. So I said, well, how many did they send? And he went, I don't actually know. Rookie mistake. We'll be making it again, will we?
No. Anyway, I'm going to change the subject.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Go on. Oh, so I was a bit fraught with that, well, but that was nothing to what happened
if you want to relive.
No, I don't want to go through it again.
No,
this was
enough. That's fine, right.
But I'm sharing my pain. If I share that, then we learn a lesson.
Yes.
They don't give us a printout. We can't make a printout because our printer's gone. It's upset. Didn't enjoy COVID. I'll have to give Mike a virtual printout and he'll have to use it on a phone.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at with that. So carry on, Mike.
Well, Kimmy missed the Neil story last night, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah.
But Kath put it in later.
Yeah.
But she didn't hear you read it.
That's
no.
It. There's reading it off the screen and there's listening to me reading it. So I thought I'd read it again. So this is just for you, Kimmy. The Reverend Blue Jeans likes that song that everyone relates to him, where they change the words to Forever in Blue Jeans. His sister, Sweet Caroline, also has a song about her that mentions a good times. Every evening before he goes to bed, the Reverend says his prayers and says thank you, Lord, for the night time. The Reverend is very happy to have found three songs relating to tonight's theme. He's getting good at this.
He is, actually, isn't he? He is.
Yes, that was for you, Kimmy.
I'm checking out Kim's thing while we're here on Slack. That looks fabulous, replete with daisies. That was the title of yesterday's show, you know.
And I did key up the news. Oh, that was the other thing.
What?
The script for the news, which I recorded this morning, quite clearly said... It's Sunday, the 20th of June, 2021. I'm Mike Thomas, and this is the weekly Brooklands 196 News Roundup. And what did I do when I listened back? Realised that I'd said, it's Sunday, the 20th of July, 2021. So I had to re-record that bit and piece it in. Oh, and the other thing I did is I said, if you've got any questions, comments or feedback, send an email to Mike at... Brooklands196.com. So I had to
re-timing job, was it?
No, I re-recorded that whilst I was re-recording the other bit. Otherwise, I would have just re-timed it. Yeah.
You have an aversion to editing.
I don't have an aversion to editing.
You do. You're like, I'll do it again.
I wouldn't have done it again if I hadn't re-recorded the other piece. Yeah, if I hadn't said if I hadn't said July...
Retime all kinds of stuff. Oh, never mind. Anyway, it all got done in the end, didn't it?
Yeah, but if I was saying June, then I might as well say at brooklands196.com.
Can you imagine what fun it is here? There you go. You see, Kim says you should read books for Audible. Yay!
Oh, thank you, Kimmy.
Oh, dear, dear me. Yeah, it got worse after that, sadly. But we're not going to talk about that, are we, in case it kicks off again?
Yeah.
It wasn't Mike's fault. This must be understood.
It was my fault.
It was not. Oh, it was your fault it kicked off?
Yeah.
If you hadn't have answered back, it wouldn't have kicked off.
Bad words were said.
I was saying bad words before you got involved.
We had words, didn't we?
Yes, but it wasn't. You didn't start it. Manchester United started it. Season ticket renewal time.
We had a domestic at Matt Bite's headquarters.
It was Manchester United that caused the problem. They want locking up.
It was a blazing row.
It was a blazing row with me and in Manchester United before you even walked in the room, Mike. Let's be honest. Manchester United had done something inherently stupid.
Are they very lucky they had a maroon tonight?
Very. You're very, very lucky I'm here because I wasn't happy. But I guarantee you, Mike, if we ask any lady who is with us, they will understand my point. Simon is a new man. He might understand my point.
Are you going to take a picture of me?
Yes, if you like. Hang on, let me find my phone. I buried my phone
I could
now.
Send it to Rachel because she's seen my hair like this.
There's nothing wrong with your hair. Right, let's do a portrait one and blur your hair out. Would that make you happier? Give us a smile. Rachel probably saw you. Right, he's there in his T-shirt. Right, so, all the ladies, are you ready for this? Talking about what would push my buttons. All of my buttons, all of the time. So, I have been a Manchester United supporter since 78. 1978. Obviously, that wasn't long ago, was it, Dee? So, it's not that long. But back in reality, I got my season ticket in 1992. I am a platinum season ticket holder. I am such a supporter, I have my name on my seat. I wonder if they picked that off and changed that as well. I'm giving the punchline away here. They know who I am. They have my address, they have my name, they have my email address. So Mike said, oh, we've got to do jiggery pokery because they've changed their system. So I thought, you know, I haven't got time for this. I'm trying to utilise the time that, you know, we're on holiday to do work, right? Which I know I shouldn't be doing, but that's not the point. I am. So that's what's happening. So the last thing I need is to be wasting time. So Mike said, no, all we need to do. I thought the minute he said all we need to do, you didn't really need to say any more, did you, Mike? As soon as you say all we need to do, yeah, that's when the trouble started. We need to log in and we need to create a relationship between Mike's account and my account so we can get these season tickets put on one bill. Simple, hey? Couldn't go wrong, could we? You're just waiting for what happened. So Mike logged in and he's doing his bit and he said, yeah, it's okay. That's all we need to do. So I said, well, I'll log in anyway, right? Because I might need to do something at my end. So, now, if I hadn't have logged in, what Mike actually needed to do was put in three pieces of information about my account. One was the, what's it, is it membership number?
Yeah.
You have a membership number. The next piece of information was your surname. And what was the last piece? Is it your postcode?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, so you needed those three pieces of information to access this. Well, obviously, you know, that's not difficult, is it? We've just done all of that. So, luckily, if Mike could have logged in and tried doing that, it would have failed. That would have been calamitous. But luckily, I had logged in, or I tried to log in. First thing it said, you need to change your password. I thought, why? There's nothing wrong with the last one. But I did that, no problem. So I logs in. And as bold as brash, right across the top of it, and do bear in mind, so ladies, are you ready for what they'd done? Do bear in mind, this is covered by GDPR, which is the European, how they use your data legislation, and data protection in the UK. So there are certain things that they should not do with your data. And I'm assuming that number one in that is change your surname to something random. So my last season ticket came through, said Elaine Giles on it. I logged into my account and I'm Elaine Thomas. Now, you might think, well, they've just picked Mike's name and put it with yours. It's an easy mistake to make. No! It's not an easy mistake to make. They hadn't changed his name to Giles. They'd changed mine to Thomas. But remember what we were doing. We were logging in to create a relationship between two unrelated accounts. So how it had happened was them switching from system number one to system number two. And just assuming, we'll just call her Thomas. Somebody wasn't happy. I was not happy. That is what I refer to as everyday sexism. It's like somebody, you know, we talked about the Black Lives Matter and the Black Lives Matter campaign saying you can't possibly understand because you are white and entitled. If you are a girl, you will know this feeling. If you are a boy, probably not. It's just sexism that's like it just shouldn't even be there. And it happened at the bank. We went into the bank and Mike had his account and I had my account. And Mum had just died. And we were very mindful of like, oh, if something happens to me, you won't be able to get to my bank account. So we went in and we actually talked to a human being. We even went that far. And explained the situation and said, you know, for no other purpose, I want Mike's name, you know, Elaine Giles and Mike Thomas on my account. And on his account, we want Mike Thomas and Elaine Giles. And we explained why. No problem at all, she said. We filled the paperwork in. And there was actually a bit that said, what do you want on the checkbook? And we filled that in properly. And when they arrived, I said, well, which is mine and which is yours? Because we looked at the letter and it said Mike Thomas and Elaine Giles on both of them. So we both had to open them and then have a look and then, you know, work backwards from what the account number was as to whose was whose. And that was the point I tore the bank a new one. And they apologised and said, you know, oh, it was human error. But the human error is not an error. It's a conscious decision to put the man's name first. Mike got all barrels, didn't you? I won't say both barrels. Yeah. He got them all. We had everything back to the suffragette movement. I wasn't humoured. I was not humoured. Tell me, ladies, would you have taken that? Or would you have just thought, it's just lazy. That is so lazy. And the fact that it was just... Ironic is one word, but not one that came to mind. That we were logging in to create the link between the accounts. There was no link between the accounts. So remember the three pieces of information that I said that Mike needed to link the account? He had my membership number. He had my postcode. He thought he had my surname. But if he'd have typed Giles in, it would have said this account doesn't exist and he wouldn't actually have been able to link the accounts. Yeah, not happy. Kim, she's with me. No, never take it, make them correct it. I managed to correct it myself. I did manage to get in there, but I was absolutely steaming. Because it's just, you know how it's happened. The only commonality between the accounts is the address and probably the credit card that it's on. But there again, it's a joint credit card. D would make them correct it too, but if they fixed it easily after the mistake, you'd have felt okay with it. Well, they didn't fix it. The thing is, who would you contact at United to fix that? I mean, ticketing match day services would probably be a good place to start.
Yeah, but just having read Twitter, you can't get any reply from them for days.
No. So the problem with this is you're trying to renew a season ticket. As it happens...
People having trouble renewing the tickets.
There you go. Well, my concern was, you know, if I make a change to this, how long is it going to take to come into effect? Because that could impact whether we can renew the season tickets or not. So that there was a lot of jeopardy involved in here. Now, I've managed to fix it, but the fact it happened in the first place, and it's not the first time. The thing is, with United... They are an international company. They should not have little issues like this. They really shouldn't. I remember Paddy Harverson used to be their...
spin doctor.
Yeah, spin doctor, pretty much. And there was a competition. And the prize for this competition was a gents watch. You could only enter if you're a season ticket holder, and the prize was a gents watch. So he made the mistake of coming outside the ground, and I said, right, I'm off. And I went over to him. So he knew that we did the Munich thing. So it's like, hi, I'm Elaine from Unit 58. What a word. So I told him about this thing and he went, that's shocking. It won't happen again. So obviously they'd outsourced that. And that hasn't happened again. To be fair, that did not happen again. But hello, Sarah.
Then he went to work for Prince Charles.
Deb wouldn't have prejudged them and called it sexist. But you have to get them to change it. You don't know what they were thinking. When I say sexist, not... overtly sexist. This is the problem. It's an inherent sexism with whoever did that, that automatically assumed it would be the woman who would take the man's name. I wouldn't take Mike's name if we were married. So I'm Elaine Giles and that's it. It's not that easy these days, is it? When all your email addresses and all your online accounts, it'd take forever. So I wouldn't be doing that anyway. It's the fact that they... Maybe you're thinking overtly sexist. I'm thinking just everyday sexism, that it's not challenged. It's just accepted that that's how it is. And that pushes all my buttons. Because if it's overt sexism, you can educate. But if it's not, it's just accepted as like, well, that's the way it is. Where do you start with that? I mean, it just should never, ever happen. It doesn't matter if they changed it to something, you know, totally unrelated. You should never be changing people's names. That's what's going to come through on the season ticket. Now, all right. It was their mistake. Right. Well, I couldn't correct it fast enough. So the season ticket comes through and it's got the wrong name on it. And now they want proof I am who I am. And the only thing I've got is a passport and it's in somebody else's name. Genius. Genius. So I'm glad other people are having just as much trouble with the season tickets. Actually, ours have gone through. We're okay now. Mm. But that really isn't the point. It's not overt, deliberate sexism. It's worse than that. It's like the inherent racism that people are complaining about. You don't even, that it's that ingrained you don't know you're racist. This is that ingrained. They don't know they're being sexist, but they really should. So, yes. And then Mike decided to... say something and that kicked you off as well. Anyway, we're all right. We're calming down now. Oh, Renee would cancel season tickets. Well, there's that, isn't there? Mm. Oh, the bank did get to redo the checks, Kim. I marched in and told them exactly what I thought. And I said, I had a bank fit, yeah. The bank just make one mistake after another. But the thing is with the bank, you know, I went in and I had a copy of the form, which you wouldn't normally have. If you think about how that happens, you fill the form in while you're there. It was paper-based. It was 2015, but, you know, it was still paper-based. And you wouldn't normally have a copy of that. They were taken away. But while we're sat there, there's me with my phone. Click. So I got it up on my phone and I said, look, in your form that you have had me wasting time filling in, you asked me what I wanted it to say on the check, and that was what I said. So why isn't that what it says? And there was no answer to that. There really was no answer. So that wasn't an accident. That was somebody who is inherently sexist looking at it, thinking, oh, yes, but the man's name needs to go first and making a change. What's the point in having it on the form? Just do what's on the form. It's not rocket science. But the way the bank go on, you would think it was. So the bank did indeed fix everything.
And you took the doors off the hinges on the way out.
Oh, I'm coming in with a set mindset and I'm judging all the little things. That to me isn't a little thing, Deb. That is a big thing. That is a big thing. I guess I get it a lot because we're not married. So when we go to any do's or whatever, I have all sorts written on the card. All sorts. And my argument with that is most of these events are Catenian events. And Catenians have lots of rules, don't they, Mike? Books full of them. They have the rule book of being a Catenian. And you've got to stick with those rules, even stupid rules. You know, these are the rules. And you accept that, right? They're the rules. Well, equally, then if you're insisting on rules in one aspect, you have to be very careful in another aspect that you observe social niceties for other people, things that might upset or offend them. And a lot of them didn't. But when we did our year, you know, I made absolutely certain there was not one mistake. I mean, that lady next to you had a card sat in front of her and neither name was right. The first and surname were both wrong. And she sat in front of it and I said, you know, hello, Mary. And she said, actually, I'm not Mary. And I said, I'm terribly sorry. I'd looked at this card and she said, that isn't me. I don't know what that's doing there. And it turned out they'd just been sloppy. So to me, it's treat people as you would like to be treated. And I cannot see how, when the last season ticket came through with Elaine Giles on it, they've managed to make it Thomas. The computer doesn't do that. A computer isn't going to look at data coming into it and automatically change it. Particularly given what we were doing, which was there was no link between the account. Well, clearly there must have been. So I would love to see what their data merge looked like. I really do. Oh... Oh, Renee doesn't like football. Well, there is that, isn't there? I wasn't upset. So Kim says she doesn't generally get upset with sexist acts, but you'll challenge it. Well, yeah. So, yes, I will. And I wasn't upset. I was just like, how does that happen? You know, because I can look at this from a computer perspective, it's like, how could that possibly happen? If it was me taking that data, how could I make that happen? And there isn't really a logical explanation for that. There isn't. If you're taking data out of one system and it's names, addresses, phone numbers, emails, account numbers, etc., if one is wrong, then there must be more than one wrong. And it could well be that there is. But given the fact there should, at that point, according to them, there was no link between the account and that was why we needed to do it, that's just, it does raise a question of how that happened. And I guess it'll be human error. You're telling me you've got one person sitting there going through 80,000 accounts and randomly putting names on them? I hope not. I sincerely hope not. Oh, anyway, it's dealt with now. Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Deb, and you do have to judge, you know, things by the person. I get that. You know, everything men do is wrong. No, I'm not at that point. I know that there's no way that Mike would do that. There's not many men that I know that would be as thoughtless as that. This could actually have been a woman. I'm not saying it's even a man. It's just there's something in their heads that in this case, well, we'll switch it to the man's surname. They're not even thinking, oh, I wonder if that's sexist. That's not even in their mind. It's so ingrained, they're not even thinking about it. It's like all these women that I know, and they're running around with saying things like, you know, I'm all for women's lib and all the rest of it. You know, they're all independent women till the second they get married. And instantly they change their name. And we were saying that there's a friend of ours, and she decided before she got married, she was keeping her own name and adding the husband's name to her name. And I thought, that's a cool way of working. They decided between the two of them that any children would have his surname, but she would go by her original surname and her married surname. And I thought, that's a decent way to do it, you know, whatever. And it's up to them anyway. So even if you think that that's really stupid, it's up to them, their choice. The parents-in-law went mental. His parents went mental. And I said, what's it got to do with them? It's not their surname. Unbelievable. They virtually didn't want to go to the wedding because she wanted to keep both names. It's their decision. It's nobody else's. So sometimes it's not even the men. So I'm not even saying it's the men. You know, I leave the news on, Mike.
Yeah.
Are you looking at ITV News right now?
No.
They're in Morecambe Bay.
I'm doing a Facebook post about the news.
It's a bit chilly in Morecambe Bay.
Yeah.
They're naked on Morecambe Beach.
Oh. Didn't we go there?
Luckily, not the day they were naked walking on the beach.
I may have tried to have his wicked way with the dog.
He did, with a dog we call Morecambe. Oh, no, no.
Morecambe the Malamute.
Luckily, they've got the cameras at the back, but even then, it's not the best view I've ever seen. I'll take a screenshot so you can share. Oh, Kim's enjoyed telling off the bank from time to time. Good thing we have a number of them. You can cancel the account and move on. I've stuck with mine, but I do correct them every time they make a mistake. But it does grate on you that it's always, the mistake's always the same way around. It's always something that they've done. You want to push my buttons and then tell me to settle down. You'll go off every time.
I say settle down to the dog.
Yeah, it's not something you say to a person, though, is it?
Settly bear.
No, the best thing I do, Kim, is when it's the bank, I go in and I explain, you know, well, this is the paperwork that we gave you. Yes. And they're like, yes. And this was what we requested. Yes. I said, now, that's OK, isn't it? There'll be nothing wrong with that. And they say, no. And you say, right. And then you slap the checkbook down and say, well, how did that happen? And it's like, So all I do is ask for an explanation. There never is one. There's never an explanation. Oh. Oh, Debbie's vehement on this. Fight wars that you can win. I will tell them. I'm not going to shout and yell and whatever. It's the fact that this isn't the first time. It won't be the last. What can you do when it's inherent? It's wrong. It's totally wrong. And I won't accept it. And I won't not put them right on it either. And I'll do it in a way that they won't forget. Because otherwise, what's the point? Really? Not on. Oh, Renee's backing away quietly. I mean, you're saying that sugar rather than vinegar. Yes, in circumstances where maybe you want something. What do I want here? It's already sorted. Season tickets bought. That's not the point. The fact that they unilaterally changed it once, what's to stop them doing it again? That's why they need to be told. It's not a circumstance where I want to be sweet with them. What? Why would I do that? No, they're not in this circumstance. I would say generally that's not a bad approach, but not in this circumstance. Dee feels torn about these things. Saw an old man get chewed out once for referring to a young woman as sweetheart in the office. He was more of a part-timer, but he was so old and confused as to the mistake you felt bad for him. But you can see people trying to change ingrained stuff. Now, you see, in Manchester, you will hear people call people love, just like in Vera. Sweetheart's another one. Oh, there's a million of them. And that doesn't bother me in the slightest. Not in the slightest. There are women that I have seen, you know, go mental over something like that. And that's a situation where maybe it would be better to approach him independently and say, you know, I'm really offended by that term. Would you mind not using it? Rather than choose somebody out. I guess my issue, I'm more likely to be very vehement when it's a corporate thing like that. But on an individual level, I wouldn't dream of doing that. And it wouldn't even offend me. Like Kim says, it's kind of endearing and it's more of their era. There are things that are said, our retired priest, and I mentioned that, it's always like, and this and this and this, and then the women should do the food. And I just think the women, this is a written thing. This isn't him speaking. This is a written thing. And I think when it's written, you could maybe tone that down a bit. It shows your age. Not that we all need to be running around saying things are super dope to be trendy. You don't. But there's a nicer way to put it than he puts it. And it's constant. Every week, there's something in there that's like, really, good grief, that's dated. Seriously. I mean, when Mike and I were just talking about, I had read this article. And I said to Mike something about a gender neutral toilet. And, you know, gender neutral toilets apparently are a thing. So Mike just said something and I said, well, for crying out loud, we've got one at the church. And he went, oh, yeah, that whatever he was going to say, that totally took the sting out of it. But we do, which is bizarre. But that's an aside. Let's carry on. Like Danny calling every girl love, you can't be mad at him. That's just a thing here. It's just a thing here. I mean, I think you can tell if it's creepy. There's a way that you can say sweetheart that implies that you are stupid, which wouldn't go down well. But I think it's the circumstance. And most people, it's just an instinctive reaction and a term they've used for years and years. About a month ago, I watched an old episode of something. I think someone had died and they'd put this episode on as like a tribute. And it was from 1992. And there was a conversation between two of the characters and they were talking about birds, meaning women. And it was really noticeable. I stopped and I looked at it because I thought that hasn't been a thing on TV in years. Not in years.
Would you?
Yeah, they just wouldn't. You would not hear on the UK TV anymore somebody calling women birds. And that was why it was so noticeable. So there's some things that are acceptable, but I mean, half of them, like Vera, she calls everybody love. It doesn't matter whether you're male or female. It's just a term. Just a term. Oh, Dee says. Oh, hang on. No, back up a bit. Back up a bit. Very common for the woman not to take the husband's surname. Less so here, Kim. There's a lot of talk about it. That's what I was saying. There's a lot of talk about it until the person gets married. And then it just seems to be like, oh, I want to change my name. And they just get carried away with it. And they become so giddy. And they have to tell you every time, oh, my passport's arrived with my new name on it. And then the next minute, my bank stuff's arrived with my new name on it. Like they're three and dressed in princess stuff. But that's just how it is. I would say there's not many that don't. What was funny was a few years ago, the BBC did a piece on this. And it was about, would you change your name as a woman? And they got bombarded with letters back from men saying that they had changed their name to match their wives. And I'm like, whoa, that didn't, there again, that's in my head. Didn't even think about people doing that, but they did. And then there was the ones who'd like taken it both ways or changed it to something entirely different. Wasn't there one called Christmas and Tree?
Oh, there was. Yes, there was.
One was called Christmas and the other was called Tree, so they went as Christmas Tree. Mr. and Mrs. Christmas Tree, which is just fabulous. That's fantastic. Love it. Right, so Dee says, if I got an 8 gig MacBook Air, could I use Parallels in Windows? Windows recommends 4 gig. You don't want to get the whole Windows laptop for this small program you need. And Amazon isn't selling 16 gig models. You would be better with 16 gig, but you could probably get away with 4, depending on the version of Windows and depending on the application. Now, could you split it, Mike? You've got Parallels over there. Could you split it so you've got like 2 gig for the Mac and 6 gig for Windows?
Yeah.
You could do that then, which could give you a little bit more, but it would obviously run better in 16. But if you look at the spec of the program and you look at the spec of the version of Windows you're looking to install, and it can run in 4 gig, then you should be okay. Deb was very happy to take husband's surname. Only use the maiden name when dealing with cousins. Ooh. I don't have a problem if people want to. It's that was tradition. You know, it wouldn't have been, it never even have been a question in my mum's day. But now it is, and all these independent types, particularly when they've not got a boyfriend, is like, I wouldn't change my name anyway. But the point is, they're the people that are the worst when they change it. Get married, change it straight away, and then give you chapter and verse every time something new comes through. And they're so excited to be Mrs. Whatever. And I'm like, but you didn't say that 3 months ago. The ones who just change their name don't make a song and dance about it. It's the ones that are really vehement that they're not. And then they do, and I don't know whether they're trying to justify it to themselves or somebody else, but all of a sudden it's like a big deal, which I see time and time and time again. Oh dear. Oh, Alex has been told to calm down today as well. Must be something to do with the solstice. Oh dear, oh dear. No, I'm not at the point that I'm going to murder anybody, but it's what, you know, when somebody says that an institution is whatever, and you think, don't be ridiculous, an institution can't be, and then you realise actually they are. So it's that. So when Kim was in the Navy, they started calling me sir. Kim, that's sweet. That's acknowledging that you are like, that they need to defer to you. You told them you preferred to be called Kim, doctor or ma'am. And they got the message. Oh, that's good. Oh, Deb. I'm loving that. When guys get shirty, you're Mrs. Andrew. Not dearie, love, or your first name. The bank made that mistake with my mum. She went in one day to get money out or something. She had all the paperwork. And the woman said to her, there you go, Eileen. And my mum just looked at her like, what? She was very old school. I mean, in her day, you couldn't even go in a bank here, you know, if you didn't have money. Honestly, you'd be escorted out. And she thought, you know, how standards had changed. And the look that she gave the woman was enough. The woman realised her mistake. I think it's okay if they ask permission. But why use your first name in a situation like that? That does seem a bit weird. Bad as my hygienist, isn't it? Mrs. Giles. If I've told her once, it's Elaine. I've been seeing this hygienist for 4 years. You would think in the end something would stick. But no. We're still, every time we go in, she says, hello, Mrs. Giles. And I say, please call me Elaine. And then I sit down. At least the dentist knows what I like to be called. So there you go. Oh, Kim is saying, I suggest you watch some pandas as bad as calm down. Does it have the same meaning?
Calm down, calm down. She's asleep. She's asleep.
Oh, she's going upside down and everything here. Oh, no, Kim's best friend kept her own surname when she got married. She only says she's Mrs. So-and-so when she needs to yell at some company. There, that's a point, isn't it? You know what? You got something being delivered. And your, you know, husband's at work. You're at home waiting. But you use your own name. Then all of a sudden you've got to be Mrs. Whatever. Because you're taking delivery. That's another point. Oh, dear. Oh, Deb, that's awful. I hope you're okay now. Pandas do make me happy, you're quite right. I can also look at Sammy's. Who saw that video that Mike put up last night on Facebook? I know many of you don't do Facebook. Let me see if I've got a copy of it that I can put up. It was the cutest. Oh, I said to Mike, you've got to repost that so I can get the link. There it is. It was called The Ugly Suit Truth About Samoids. Which is shocking, because they're not ugly at all. And this video was just too cute. There was two of them towards about 60-70% of the way through the video. And I just couldn't stop laughing. It was Mayer all over again. There we go. There's a little video. So I just watched that, Kim. Now, how happy do you think it makes me when I look at that? That little face. And all of them look a lot like Mayer and Lola. They do. Let me see how far in this bit is. This was Bo the Bear Cloud, this one. So I think it was Bo growing up. They're scientifically proven that they're dangerously cute. It's 2.5 minutes, nearly 3 minutes worth. But let me find the bit that you will not want to miss. This is this dog growing up. He's just the cutest. Come on, where is it? The 2 minute odd mark. Oh, surely it was before that. Come on, let me find the bit. There it is. It's at 1 minute 23. If you get that to 1 minute 23, we just laughed and laughed. It proves the point. Their faces do, well, not the second one, but the baby one, his face is still white. Exactly, Kim, download it. It's just gorgeous. Their little faces. You can't stay angry and look at a Sammy. There's no way. They're just like little babies, aren't they? In their arms. Yes, you need to snuggle. There has to be lots of snuggles if there's a Sammy. That, you know, it just makes you want another puppy, doesn't it, Mike? Then you remember that you don't get any sleep when there's a puppy. But they're still cute. Still very, very cute.
Hello. You're waiting now.
A very strong mum. A very strong mum is always a very good thing. Oh, she turned him in. And you were glad he left. I hope you're okay now. Do you know, it's so tough, isn't it? Even in the best of families, there's always ructions, but when it ends up like that, it's just so sad. It is so sad. Hope you had happy times as a child too. Like looking at these Sammies. And when he's trying to gnaw his way out of his cage. Oh, and the blanket. She's not taken to ripping the blanket yet, has she? That'll come next. Oh, dear. I think some men aren't ready to be daddies. They're not ready to be parents. It takes a very special person. Oh, you had a good stepfather. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Yes, Kim, that was the bit, the dirty ones. Just look at their faces. There was a picture that went on Facebook once, and it was a Sammy that had, like, dived in a load of mud. And the thing was, its face was perfectly white. Its snout. The snout has different fur on it and dirt just drops off it. But the rest of it has got the double layer long fur and it was absolutely covered in it. And people were saying it was a faked photo. And anybody who had a Sammy was like, no, that's what they look like. The snout doesn't get dirty and the rest does. And they look utterly ridiculous, but just too adorable. Right, I'm going to send you this picky, Mike. There we go. That was the one you wanted for Rachel. Yeah. It's waiting. And when I've done that, can I put it in the cloud for everyone else?
I guess so.
Oh, they love you to pieces. Never mind your hair. Your hair's fabulous. And anyway, it's not as bad as it was, is it? Right, let's get it. Unless, of course, Cloud App's having a moment because I've not uploaded an image for 5 minutes, which means it's locked
out. I'll send it to Rachel. I don't think she'll be in bed yet.
Not yet. Oh, hang on. I think it's moving now. Oh, look. There's a cloud up error because you've not logged in 2 minutes. Note the sarcasm. Why have an app that you've got to log into every time you use it and that crashes the first time you try and log in because you shouldn't be logged in kind of thing? It no. No, that's not how it should work. Right. There we go. So let's log in yet again.
Messages. To Cloud App.
Right. Well, we're launching it now.
Rachel.
Fabulous. Right. So let's get back to where we were. And let's try and get this picture so everyone can see Mike's lovely shirt. This is because it's Father's Day and he's been spoilt rotten, haven't you? If we ignore the United thing. Idiots. Half-baked idiots. Right, I think that's there. Obviously, are you as cute as the Sammies? Maybe 98% of
no,
the way there.
No, I'm not.
Oh, Alex, that is so sweet. Alex says, love the long eyelashes of Sammies. That was the first thing my dad said. He'd seen pictures, obviously, before. And when we headed off up to Glasgow, it was only to see Maya. It wasn't to bring him home because he was only 7 weeks and they don't leave the mother till they're eight. So it was just to go and see him. Anyway, we got there and she said, you know, he's taken to you. He's just totally taken to you. It was him that picked us. There was four boy dogs and he was glued to us. So she said, do you know what? I think he can go with you today. You know, it's 7 weeks, 2 days or something. She said, another 5 days, not going to make a difference. He's got all his jabs, off you go. So we came back, you know, we rang mum and dad and said, you know, we're bringing him home. He was like, oh my God, we've not got a bed or anything. We didn't even have a lead. That's how bad it was. But we got back with him. So I had him in my arms as we got out of the car, 8-week-old, just too adorable. Too adorable. And I handed him over to my dad. Now, my dad was an animal lover. He loved any animals, anything. He could even tame the work cat, and the work cat was lethal. There was nothing a puma had on that cat. It was lethal. But, you know, it loved him. So I handed Maya over and I said, there you go, you know, granddad. And he looked at his eyelashes and he looked at his face and he went, look at his eyelashes. And he couldn't get over his eyelashes. It's a thing, isn't it? Right. Oh dear. I was telling it. Oh dear. Renee, it looks like you drew you a penguin with clinical depression, but you still love him. I thought the penguin was fabulous. I really did. And how would you look with a lockdown coming? I love the penguin. Pensive. Well, our friends yesterday sent their first image after their first day out, didn't they? 26 of them, no social distancing and one mask between them. It does grow fast, doesn't it, Kim? I'm going to have to do it again. I have scheduled that for this week. So, there's a week of my bicep quarter excitement, don't you think?
Mm.
Oh, I might have to do that, just that. What other animals do you draw, Renee? So, well, penguin, obviously, box ticked. What else do you draw? And how are you doing with your panda? Kim, how's the panda going? Mike's rocking quite a lot, isn't he? Oh, never mind. It'll be fine. I'll do that this week and it'll be fine. Another job in our laughable holiday. A holiday does mean you don't do anything, doesn't it? I'm just checking because ours never end up that way. I've got that many tabs open. I've got another course that I'm doing next week. It never stops. It never, ever stops. Oh, you do chickens. Chickens. Oh, of course he did that fabulous chicken for you. That was fantastic. You may revisit the panda. Right, I need to see the panda. Is he in Slack? I can never find a thing in Slack unless it's new. And then I have to tap a link to get to it. But let's see. What animals have I done? I did a knit once. We had a show and it was all about dithering knits. So I drew the knit. That was quite tricky. It was like, how many legs has a knit got? And I then had to go away and research how many legs a knit had. You couldn't make this stuff up, could you? Let me go and find. What have I drawn? Why aren't you putting that in there? Why are you moving that to the top? Why are you doing things? Right, let's get it in there. Right. What else did I draw? Animal-wise, I'm not sure. I must have drawn some animals, mustn't I? They were the standard shows, not the after hours. What did I draw? There was the otter and a bat. So I did the otter and a bat. And a dog in space. I did the outline of Freddie Mercury. What else did I do? Oh, I did Captain Sensible. I did Captain Sensible. I actually drew him. I was trying not... He used to wear a beret, and I was trying desperately that I didn't turn him into, like, an archetypical French person. But I think I caught it with the John Lennon glasses. what else did I draw? And where's this knit? Oh, I did draw him, Yosemite Sam. I did do him myself. Do you know, I have far too much fun putting these together. I had to get a load of reference images and then try and put down what I thought he should look like. And it was really the big tash that I wanted on Yosemite Sam. What else did I do? I did a lion, outline of a lion. And where's this knit? It was the very first one that I did. This was the first official MacBites poster. And it was called, the show was called Dithering Knits. So it's supposed to be somebody's head and a knit dithering.
Rachel says that looks like a happy daddy.
That is a very happy daddy. A knit as in brightness and the creature. Just got the Apple Bingo pun on the card now. That was 2 weeks ago. Good Lord, you're slow. Oh, D. You should have asked if you didn't know. It's the amount of brightness. But I crossed it with, you know, knit. And came up with him. And he's got a frown on his face, hasn't he? He's a frowning knit. He's a frowning knit. But fantastic. Right, let me see this panda. Where's the link for the panda? There he is. Oh, don't be silly.
Stick now.
Oh, this so annoys me. It's opened up in the browser and it won't let me in. So, crying out loud. Right, so I need to put my email address in. Right, I've got that. Right, now I need the next bit, which I'm going to have to get from 1Password and it isn't working. That's going to have to go or it isn't logging me in. Oh, please stop. Make this work. Slack. I'm never logged out of Slack. Oh, come on. Which Slack is it? That's the other thing. You can log into Slack and there's 19 different accounts. So the Slack is me. There's the MacBites one. Right. So it wants my email address, despite the fact... Oh, what is it doing? That doesn't look that long, but it says it's copied to the clipboard. So let's paste it in. And then let's try and get the right mail in it. And let's try and get to this panda. Oh, hello. Oh, I'm loving that. Look at his face. Oh, that is too cute. The bamboo's fabulous. Now, I would have been shocking with the bamboo. I really would be shocking with the bamboo. That looks amazing. I love him. So you want to redo the arms? I guess that's where it comes in with knowing the anatomy, doesn't it? Pandas are very rounded in the back. So they don't really have shoulders. Yes, grumbly girl. Yeah, you're not rounded in the back. And I'm thinking about how the colours go as well. The face is just too cute. It's gorgeous, Kim. I think the only thing with the arms is the arms are quite chunky. And the back is rounded, so they don't, like, come away from the body. It's all, like, rounded into it. So I think if you just took off, maybe made the arms a little bit bigger and took off the bit where they basically got a shoulder, because they don't really have a shoulder. I'm also thinking about the colouring. I always get confused. There's like a diamond on their back. Let's have a look. Let's see if we can get a picture of what I mean. Let's have a look at that big picky there. Oh, that's not a big picky. That's somebody expecting a baby panda to arrive. Let's have a look at it. But oh, look, she's pregnant in this one. This is just too cute. Too cute, she's pregnant. But if you look at the shape of the back, then you'll see what I mean about the arms. There we go. It's all like the arms just kind of merge into it. They've got like the head, like a hump on their back because the head is lower. And what they do is when they sit to eat, it's very, very rounded. So I don't think you would just see the little The little bits that you've got, like, a shadow off them, I don't think you would see those. But he's lovely. He's absolutely lovely. Look at that one waving bamboo on his head. Oh, these are just too cute. Oh, there's one on a swing. That's not real, though, is it? Is that a vector? I don't think it is. I think it's video. Let's have a look. That looks like a model, that one. But what's interesting with that one is they've got the colouring all wrong, because there is black on the front and this one isn't. So they've made a mistake with that. I'll grab him and stick him up there. But he should have white at the front, just where Kim's got it. That's what I said, Dee. The bamboo is brilliant, isn't it? Perfect. Colouring, shape, the lot. Loving it. We see, we all like the pandas. Kim did pull up some pickies. They can look very, very different. I mean, that one was pregnant. So its tummy would have been much bigger. And they do have like a kind of flopped look. Let's try and get that one up in there. Yeah, this one will kind of show you what I mean about the shoulders. They don't really have any shoulders at all when they're sat down in that shape. Now, you see, you've challenged Renee. Now he's off to do a panda. Shall I pick a panda picky for you? Because there's a fabulous one here. Who would want to try doing this one? Renee, are you up for this? Technically speaking, you could make a symbol of that, couldn't you? Oh, they're too cute. How many litters are there? That is just too cute. Absolutely adorable. I'm loving this. I'll have to dig that panda out that I did, although it wasn't amazing. It was just a face. And it was for absolute beginners who didn't even know that the pen tool existed, never mind how to use it. So it was all done with just shapes. And then we progressed, and then we like drew the face out and put a little more character in it. But, oh, just too cute. What we actually need is a kind of cute panda, don't we? See, some of these would be really too easy for you. There's one there with bamboo, and it's too easy. I think we need to work from a photo rather than one of these that's just too easy.
But you know when you're on Facebook?
On the odd occasion that I am ever on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, and you see a post because somebody you're friends with has commented.
Yeah.
So Kath has commented on a post, which is a photo of some kids having their first Holy Communion.
Yeah.
And I think the church is where she was from originally, because I've just Googled it.
She's from the lakes somewhere.
Yeah, Cumbria.
Yeah.
And the parish is called St. Mary's and St. Joseph's Catholic Parish. But we need the wee donkey.
That reminds me of a book I was recommended. So how Amazon have come to this conclusion, I do not know. Could it be that it... No, it's not even on offer. I will get you this link. They recommended this book for me. And it says... It's got the title of the book, and then it says book and CD. And I thought, I'm not quite sure how they've got that. But then I thought, did I look up mugs? Was what I thought. Go look at that link, Mike. The last one.
The wonky donkey.
The wonky donkey.
Not the wee donkey.
No, not the wee one. Oh, oh dear. Renee's been sent to the naughty step. Pandas are what we need. Just pandas. I think we should all do a panda. In fact, if you didn't do it from a tutorial and you didn't have it from an image, then they would all be different. That would be amazing. Ooh, controversial opinion. Are these things cuter than pandas? Well, no. I haven't even seen it yet. They could be Samoyeds. Samoyeds might be cuter than pandas. Right, let's have a look. Let's have a look. Oh, what's that supposed to be? A snub-nosed monkey eating berries. No, they're not cuter than pandas. No. They're kind of cute, but they're not as cute as pandas. Red pandas are cute. Oh, they look like cats. Big cats. He's rather partial to the nuts there, isn't he? A snub-nosed monkey. I'd have thought it was a smug-nosed red monkey. But who knows? Cute, but not quite as cute. The wee donkey went wonky, exactly. I must have looked up donkeys. And they've thought, I'm interested in donkeys, but it was the mug that I looked up. the Jesus, Mary and Joseph and the Wee Donkey mug. Be careful what you look up on Amazon. That be the lesson from it. Just be careful what you look up. Oh, kind of cute. Don't need your pity cutes. But pandas are just adorable. They are adorable. I've loved pandas since as long as I can remember. The first toy I got was a panda. And it was from my favourite aunt. The one that we are related to, but heaven knows what the relationship was. That might be a good thing to look up. You mean genealogy? Mm. But then if I never found her, I wouldn't be pleased. Because we could actually have just, you know when you call everybody aunt, only she's not. That. It could be that. I'm sure they were related at some point. Oh, you know, in terms of cute, there's Coco the Talking Gorilla has been recommended to me. That's because I just watched The Snub-Nosed Monkey. This is 24 minutes, but it's him growing up. But the thumbnail image was him reading a book. Ah, it's just amazing. Animals are so amazing. He's actually reading a book there. I am a gorilla and I'm reading a book. It's too cute. I should look up Missouri mules. Guys are big, not like when we think of mules and wee donkeys. I will go and I will do that. Oh, Kim's first teddy bear was a panda. Neither would I, Kim. This panda was really my comfort blanket. Absolutely my comfort blanket. Wherever I went, it had to go. Including when I went into the hospital. And Mum was like, do we need to like hermetically seal this because of infections and stuff? And don't lose it. And I was terrified of hospitals. This was the second time I'd been in for an operation and I was only 4. And the first time was so horrific. I'd fallen out of bed. They'd got me in this huge bed that was about 4 foot off the floor. And I'd fallen out. And the matron came in and smacked me. And I was like, what's going on? It was an accident. I curled up on the floor and she grabbed me by one arm, nearly breaking my arm, and just kept hitting me and then threw me back in the bed. So I'd had such a horrific time the first time that Mum said, well, you know, we'll make sure that everything's okay and you take this panda with you. And they lost it. They lost my baby panda that I'd had for, you know, 4.5 years of my life. They lost it. And, you know, I look back now and I think Mum said, we'll buy you a new one. And I went off on one. You know, I wanted the one that they'd lost. That was my panda. But I look back and I think, poor Mum, can you imagine being the mother in that situation? I mean, what can you say to the kid? You can't say that this is the same panda. You know, he had an operation and he's changed how he looks. So we had to go out. We searched high and low for a panda that was identical and we couldn't find one. You know, obviously years on. No. But she did buy me another one. So I did have another one after that. And then when I met Mike, first thing he bought me was a panda. And honestly, at his flat, there must have been about 60 or 70 of them in the end, all lined up on the sofa. He indulged my panda fetish to the nth degree. Oh, well, she's getting all giddy, so I better go and sort her out with Mike. It feels like there might be rain. Not only is it lovely and cool, might be rain as well. Yay! Right, so for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me, and I will say goodnight from Mike, and we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.